sometimes.
The Mike Hosking Breakfast, thanks to BNZ
on News Talk ZB.
Well, as we know, New Zealanders are very much keen fishers, but they're also concerned about decreasing fish stock abundance. They're also concerned that access to stocks we once took for granted will increasingly coming under threat. The New Zealand Initiative has conducted research both here in New Zealand and overseas to find better ways to manage the fish stocks. Very important. It's an undertaking, a speaking tour to gauge locals' concerns, and Dr. Randall Bess will be speaking at the Wollaston Working Men's Club tomorrow night to discuss this, and he joins me now. Hello to you, and thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.
What are the greatest concerns, do you think, when it comes to New Zealand recreation fishermen?
Well, I think one of the greatest concerns is complacency. We are very fortunate that the marine environment is very productive relative to many other environments in the world, and we have a relatively low population. But at the same time, you know, we have increasing numbers of people who would like to be out on the water. We've probably think those numbers aren't so great in the last summer or winter because of the weather, but we can see that if the weather improves, we can anticipate many more boats out on the water where they might not have been there this time last year or the previous weekend. So I think it's complacency and not anticipating that in some respects New Zealand's not that different from most other fishing nations that have gone through a real, I call it a numbers problem, just increased demand for recreational fishing, and the pressure on fisheries is even greater, of course, as we know, because of the improved technology for fish finding equipment and so forth. It all adds up to putting quite a bit more pressure on stocks.
Sure.
And of course, there's also the pressure that comes from the other fishing sectors. They're all going for the same thing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is there still a conflict between recreational and commercial fishers?
Well, there is, in the sense that there's just not enough to go around for a number of these stocks. A lot of people would like to take more power, rock lobster or blue cod, snapper. We can't just expect recreational fishers to keep living with an increase in minimum legal size, decrease in bag limits, and so forth. There's much more that can be done to effectively manage fisheries for recreational purposes. That was really why I went overseas last year to look at what's been working well and not so well in other fishing nations.
Give me one tangible solution then. What do you think is working well?
Well, I think what's working at the best of the places I went is the focus on recreational fisheries management that we saw in Western Australia. There they have kind of a Hauraki Gulf type situation, a couple million people in the Perth metropolitan area. Really a lot of pressure on stocks, and they certainly don't have very productive fisheries like we have here. So what the government has done there is they've actually found ways to improve the voice for recreational fishers and commercial fishers and put in place an environment where they can work better together to work through their differences and come up with workable solutions that the minister and the Department of Fisheries can then utilize.
Really nice to speak with you. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Randall Bess giving a public speak tomorrow night at the Wollaston Working Men's Club. If you're interested in fisheries, you may want to head along. Details on the Wollaston Working Men's website, I understand. It is